there's a phrase out there called ideas have consequences. Ideas diffuse through a culture. And they diffuse through a culture very rapidly now because of communications. In the old days, 150 years ago, somebody stood up on a box, and the only people that really heard him were the people that were within the sound of his voice. Well, now, you can say any dumb old thing, and it can be spread worldwide instantly, and it can catch on. And oftentimes, the reason it catches on is not because it's on target, not because it's accurate, but because it appeals to human nature. It appeals to fallen human nature. Now, one of these concepts was self-image. Self-image latched, you know, 30, 40 years ago, really got its momentum going. And it's been slow to die. It should, in a lot of respects, be looked at much more objectively than it is. And it diffused into the popular consciousness that essentially said, you got to think you're wonderful. You got to think you're great. We're all great. We're all special. Just like the word in The Incredibles. The kid said to his mother, can I be a little special? She goes, everyone is special. You know, mouthing the standard cliche, we're all wonderful. And the kid, great line, he says, if everyone is special, no one is special. What a great line. If everybody gets A's, A's are meaningless. If everybody's a winner, if everybody gets a trophy for playing in sports, the trophy is meaningless. Well, this idea of self-image has spread in ways we can't even conceive. It isn't just that we recognize, well, that's kind of dumb, you know, that you got to just think you're the most wonderful thing to walk the face of the earth because you say so, because you're positive about you. There's many, many ways that it has affected us, from child rearing, even to religion. All right. Sometimes religion gets drifted toward this whole idea of, gee, I'm a good person. There's a big difference between having dignity and value and being wonderful just because you breathe. One of the areas that I've seen, not only as a shrink, but just as a general observer of human nature, I can't help it. People will say to me, quit being a psychologist. How can I quit being a psychologist? Quit being a guy. Part of who I am. There's an area where I've seen this whole self-image thing kick in, and it's distressing to me because we cannot call something what it is anymore. Permit me to illustrate. There was an article in a recent health magazine talking about how distressed a group of ladies was because their doctors had the nerve to push on them about their weight. To basically say, look, this is not a healthy situation here. Okay? You're hurting your body. Your health is at risk because of what you're doing. Well, the tone of the article was, harumph, harumph, harumph. How dare he insult me like that? Insensitive. Now, I don't know how the doctor said it, okay? All I heard was the women complaining about how the doctor said it. I had no idea how the doctors actually said it, keeping in mind the women are going to hear it through their own screen. And I thought to myself, okay. Now, this is quantifiable. If you're 110 pounds overweight and your doctor says, look, you're risking your health here. You're risking your health. You're overweight. Well, you're being insensitive to my self-image. I'm an okay person. I don't need to be attacked. Let me give you another example. I have had situations where choir directors at parishes or non-Catholic churches have had someone who wants to sing a solo, who wants to get toward the front of the choir and sing. Now, excuse my male bluntness, but they stink. They can't sing. The choir director is in a quandary. Like the alliteration? Quandary? Choir director? Because they don't know how to tell the person you stink. Well, that would hurt their feelings. Now, you don't have to say you stink. Obviously, you can be more delicate than that. How about you're smelling like socks who haven't been washed for 4 days? Been chewing on your socks again? But they can't say that. Why? Well, because a person will feel bad. You know, you're kind of attacking their being. No, you're not. This is pretty objective here. You can't sing. That's okay. It's not a moral issue. God doesn't love you less because you can't sing. Doesn't mean you're a bad person because you can't sing. It doesn't have anything to do with anything other than, really, don't come up here and sing because you can't carry a tune. Or you're not as good as you think you are, is more often the case. But yet, we bend ourselves into knots, trying to say it in such a way that we don't make them feel bad. Hey, I play softball. I played a lot of softball. I'm pretty decent, or I was. But I always batted myself last. Why? Because there were guys on our team that were a lot better hitters than I was. Okay? So I bat last. All right? That doesn't mean I can't play softball. Doesn't mean I can't add to the team. But the bottom line is, I look at myself and say, hey, I'm nowhere near the hitter that guy is. And that's okay. I can't tell you how many guys have quit the team because I didn't bat him in a certain place in the order. Why? It was insulting. Well, look, here's your average. Your average is 422. That stinks in softball. Okay? Here's the stats. You see what happens? I don't know if our Lord worried about this. Remember when he said to the Pharisees, brood of vipers, whitewashed tombs full of dead men's bones. Well, he was calling a spade here. Now, I have heard people do backflips trying to reinterpret Jesus' words. In other words, well, you know, he's God, so he can talk like that. Well, I think he was trying to make a point with them, and he needed to speak in strong language. Maybe he was just saying it the way it is. Now, I wouldn't advise you doing that or me doing that. That just doesn't win friends and influence people. But I think you could make the case that Jesus was just calling reality, reality. He wasn't so worried about their self-image. He didn't say, well, I think religious leaders, we have to agree to disagree. And you know, and I recognize that, you feel pretty comfortable in how you've decided to express your religious faith. And I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. But is it not possible that maybe from a more gentle perspective, you might recognize that some of the things you're saying could in some ways bother some people? Can you imagine translating all of that from the original Greek text? Thing would be 20 pages long. Brood of vipers? Don't mishear me. I'm certainly not saying you just blast people with language however you want, but I am saying that we tippy toe around because we're so afraid to say, hey, look, you can't play shortstop. Why? Because you can't field a ground ball. Or say to my kids, hey, guys, you're being real irresponsible here. You can't even make your beds. Oh, ooh, ouch, ouch, ouch. Language tiptoe. Why? Because underneath it all, self-image says, you can't do that. You can't make me feel bad in any way. Now, if you guys don't want to listen to this program, you don't have to. You can call in and say, Ray, take a break. I say, why? You say, because you stink.